Well, there is a debate over the national flood insurance program in the wake of the damage by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. And here to explain exactly what the program does and its future is David Sampson. He is the chief executive of the Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, and he's also the former deputy secretary of the U.S. Department of Commerce under George W. Bush. David Sampson, thank you for being with us. Can you just describe for people what is the National Flood Insurance Program? How does it work, and what are some of the challenges it faces?
Well, the National Flood Insurance Program is in existence because your regular homeowner's or business policy doesn't cover flood insurance. It dates back to the 1960s, where there was problems with flood maps and being able to underwrite flood risk. And so the National Flood Insurance Program was created in the 1960s as a supplement to your regular homeowner's policy. And we emphasize all the time with homeowners and business owners that your regular policy doesn't cover flood, and to be covered for flood, you need to buy that that separate policy. The policy, no pun intended, is underwater. It's $25 billion in debt. It's not run on an actuarially sound basis like your private sector insurance companies would be required to do. The premiums are heavily subsidized by the taxpayer. And as a result of that, after Katrina and Sandy, the program is now about $25 billion in debt. So there's a lot of discussion in Congress about what reforms need to be made to the program. It was set to expire September 30th. We supported an extension of that in the wake of Harvey and Irma. It's now extended through December the 8th. But long term, there needs to be a discussion in Congress about how to put that program on a more sound financial footing.
David, you represent about 1,000 companies that write 35% of the U.S.'s home, auto, and business insurance. I'm wondering what role they could or would be willing to play in the flood insurance market. Do you expect that there will be some kind of convergence of public and private insurance plans to cover flooding, especially as the expectation for these types of storms increases?
Yeah. Well, there's always going to be a need for a federal backstop for the flood insurance. So I think there's going to need to be a long-term reauthorization of the National Flood Insurance Program. But clearly, there is increasing appetite in the private sector, among private insurers and reinsurers, to write some flood coverage. The flood mapping technology is much better today than it was in 1968. You can just imagine the advances there. And underwriting is much more advanced. Insurance underwriting is more advanced today than it was in the 1960s. And so we do think that there is financial capacity out there and appetite among insurers, some insurers and reinsurers, to take on some of this risk, and to be able to take some of the risk away from the federal government and the federal taxpayer.
David Sampson, what is being done or what can be done to avoid the scams and the frauds that are perpetrated on people who are rebuilding their lives, their homes, and their neighborhoods?
Well, first of all, the insurer's number one priority right now is getting checks into the hands of policyholders to get families back in their homes and cars back on the road and businesses opened again. We're surging an army of claims adjusters into Florida just as soon as the local officials say it's safe to get back in and allow us in. But consumers need to be very, careful. The first thing consumers need to do is to call their insurance agent or their insurance company, report the damage, photograph, take video of all household items that are damaged or destroyed in the storm. Unfortunately, we know that there are some bad actors who prey on storm victims. And so we encourage folks to be very, very careful of roofing companies or contractors or restoration companies that just come walking down the neighborhood and put pressure on people to sign a contract right now and tell them that if you don't sign up right now, you're going to be at the back of the line. Consumers need to be very, very suspicious of that kind of activity. Check professional references. Be sure you, before you sign a contract, be sure you know the scope of the work that they're going to do, the time frame, the cost. The good news is today that a lot of insurers are deploying a lot of technology to make it easier for policyholders to file their claims. There's mobile apps, there's online applications. Insurers will be using drones in Florida to try to assess rooftop damage. And you can always ask for good references from the claims adjuster as well.
David Sampson, thank you so much for joining us. David Sampson is Chief Executive Officer of the Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, also the former Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Commerce under George W. Bush, and he is based in Washington, D.C.